You're listening to Network Marketing Monsters with Chris and Brian Jones. How do network marketers like us, who realize the untapped potential of network marketing, scale and automate our business without relying on friends, family, or coworkers? How are the top guys attracting talent and building their teams so they can enjoy the lifestyle they've always dreamed of and give back to those in need? That is the million-dollar question, and this podcast will give you the answer. Join us on our journey as we learn, apply, and share real marketing tips for network marketers. This is Network Marketing Mobsters Radio.
What's going on, mobsters? So I'm doing things a little bit different for this episode. I'm actually doing some video content as well. So I'm looking at the camera right now. What up? Lee, I'm looking good. Looking good. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. But anyways, yeah, so I'm going to do it a little bit different for this episode. And it's basically I'm trying to experiment with some content, video content, throwing it on YouTube and stuff like that. But how's everybody doing? How's everyone doing? I wanted to do an episode to give you guys an update on what I'm doing inside network marketing and how I'm using it to grow my brand. I'm actually working with a friend, and I'm helping her with some marketing, and she's helping me with network marketing. And it's important to collaborate these days. You know, in today's business, collaboration is key, because being self-aware, knowing what you're good at and what you're not good at, is crucial, because I know what I'm not good at and I know what I am good at. So now it's to the point where, okay, I need help with this area. So that's why I'm going to go to someone who specializes in that area that I'm struggling at. That makes sense. But there are things that I'm good at, and that's the creative, the ideas, the vision. But there are things that I struggle with too, and that's the execution, the action taking. You know, I struggle with that. But this is an example of leveling up and increasing your sphere of influence. You want to be around those people who encourage you, who motivate you, and that's what my friend is doing with her Be Amazing initiative. She's all about women's empowerment, and I'm really stoked to help her out with the funnels and automation and funnel hacking and everything like that. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. We're actually going to document what we're doing inside of her business as well, and how I'm going to help her craft her attractive character, meanwhile crafting my attractive character, if that makes sense. But yeah, on Instagram, you can follow me as we document the journey. It's Brian, Brian underscore Jonesetti, Jonesetti. And we're going to be working on her funnels, her attractive character, her marketing piece, where as we're going to launch this campaign, her Be Amazing initiative. She's got a lot of stuff going on. And I'm actually going to get her on the podcast here in the next couple episodes, introduce you guys to her. She's a hustler. She's an entrepreneur. Great stuff. Her fiance Eric started 14 businesses. I gotta get Eric on here too, because Eric was very much anti network marketing, anti MLM, but he's come around, because once he realized that his fiance has replaced his income from his previous business in only 6 months of being inside her company, he had a sudden change of heart. So it's pretty funny. Yeah, so I'm interested in talking to them about it. But I want to give you also guys an update on the affiliate course that's being released by Steve Larson. And Steve Larson, another one, he's another guy that said he would come on the podcast. So that's a huge moment. That's going to be a huge podcast. He's really intelligent, really smart with the marketing, offer creation, how to create a hook. All that stuff that, you know, network marketing doesn't teach you. But yeah, he's going to come on, and he's really busy. So probably in the next couple of weeks or so. But yeah. All right. So there's a couple of other things that I'm working on too. I know I told you guys I got the 5 videos coming out, and I hit a little roadblock with the 5 videos. I got to get back in there and edit the videos. I freaking lost my wallet. So I went to buy this course, like not a course, but this program where I could like edit the videos and everything. And I downloaded the free version, like a cheapskate. But the problem with that is it has their company like blasted all over the video. So it's like, it takes away from the video itself, because you're just looking at what this software company is, and the name of it is just, it's a distraction. So I lost my wallet last week doing, I don't know how I lost my wallet. I really don't, but I can't find the freaking thing anywhere. It's really pissing me off. But I say that because I want to order this, the paid version of this program, so that it's, you know, it's not a distraction of what I'm trying to do with the videos. You know, I don't want people just looking at this software company, the whole, you know, it's a distraction. So I need to wait till I get my wallet. Wait till I get a new debit card, and being the week, it's the week of the 4th, something with the bank system's down. So that I'm not going to get a new debit card until like next week. Oh my gosh. You know, if you guys knew just how much time I spend looking for things, and you'd be amazed that I get anything done. That's probably why I don't get much done. I'm all over the place. Wallet, keys, phone. But, anyways, I'm also working on a couple of things for this affiliate outrage program that Steve Larson's putting together. If you guys are interested in learning how to become affiliate marketers, this is the program, because he's responsible for he helped put together the Russell Brunson's 100-day affiliate bootcamp, and so he's taken that and he's applying it to this space, which is affiliate marketing and network marketing. And man, I'll drop the links in there. You can do it for free, obviously, be a part of the beta test group. I can put the link in the show notes, but totally do it. It's a great opportunity. But yeah, what else am I working on here then, Brian? I'm working on a guide to becoming attractive. So basically, let me take a step back. Let me zoom back a little bit and show you guys and tell you guys about kind of like an epiphany that I had last week. Last week was rough. You know, I had a rough week. I was really stressed out in the real estate world. And I think that's where I lost my wallet anyways. But you know, you have those days where you just want to give up and you want to quit, right? You want to go get a job. Well, I had several of those days last week. I probably had like 5 out of 7 days where I was stressed out. I was having trouble a lot of stuff, man. I was having trouble sleeping. I was waking up thinking about playing scenarios in my head. I'm like, this is not what life is about. This is not what I need to be stressing out over a piece of property that may or may not sell. Just because, like, and it's crazy, like. Anyways, but yeah, I was going through those days, and then I was talking with Celia and Eric, a couple of my friends, and they're like, Brian, why don't you get back into fitness? You were a trainer. I was like, yeah. I was a trainer. I liked the training, and I liked that world. And you know, with my network marketing company that I'm doing, that it ties into that. But I'm collaborating with a guy named AJ who used to be, he has his own podcast too. Working out, crap. What is it called? I Hate Working Out podcast, but he used to be the Washington Redskins defensive or not defense, strength and conditioning coach. So he's very knowledgeable. He's new to the area. And this is where networking is freaking amazing. This is what I love networking, because now he's going to put together this camp. I'm going to help him market the camp, and it's a free workout. It's a free youth and conditioning camp, and that's going to allow me to get back into that world, because I'm marketing it. I'm still doing marketing, but I'm doing things that I'm marketing things that I'm passionate about, and I need to get back in it, because a lot of you guys may not know, but I graduated from Winthrop University with a degree in physical education. You know, I could be a PE teacher. I decided to go a different route after I graduated, but you know, I used to be a gym manager, personal trainer, and everything. But I like working with kids, man. I'm a big kid myself. I just like working with them. So I do a speed and agility clinic. It's really small right now, but the way I've envisioned this is I'm envisioning incorporating my network marketing business inside of the speed and agility for kids. And So I'm also working with trainers, like personal trainers, coaches, and I want to help them funnel hack. I want to help them become marketers. I want to help them create other sources of income, other revenue streams, because personal trainers, and that's one of the reasons why I got out, because I was training and I was working a lot, and I was really maxed out on my earnings potential. But back then, I didn't know marketing. I didn't know it. I didn't know how to market. I didn't know what it was. But I want to help trainers and people in that world become marketers and create different and create multiple streams of income. So network marketing is a great way to do that. It just depends on, you know, learning how to market and knowing who to market to. And all of that is what I'm working on for the personal trainer and for the personal trainers and the fitness professionals. Your guide to becoming an attractive character, your guide to marketing, a mobster's guide to finding your target customer. Those are the things that I really want to help people in the personal training world learn and understand how important it is to learn. I don't know why I did that. Sorry. I just picked up my microphone and kind of like acted like I was singing or something. But yeah, that's what I'm working on. And it's going to be a great week. I'm going down to the beach. I'm going to Oak Island, North Carolina here, probably in a couple hours, taking my girls. And while I'm there, that's really what I'm going to be working on, if I'm working at all. I know I need to spend time with the girls and make sure they're having a good time. But when they go to bed, I'll bust out the laptop and actually go in there and start funnel hacking for Celia, my friend, and helping her craft her message, her story, her attractive character. And I was sharing with her a couple of different people in that world, and it's funny. I was like, take a step back. Like, you know, the lady boss, she's built herself an amazing life, an amazing business. And I was like, okay, so take a step back. You hear the story she's telling you. That's her attractive character. That's her backstory. This is what's getting you invested in her. And then, yeah, once you realize that, it's like everything. You take a step back and you realize that people are marketing to you, but it doesn't even feel like marketing. You know what I mean? But yeah. So that's what I have for this episode. Thanks for listening. Next week, I'm going to be bringing on some guests. I mentioned Eric and Celia. Wait till you hear their story, man. They are like, they're really passionate about making a difference. Super connected here in Charlotte within the fitness industry and the fitness world. And I'm happy to have gotten introduced to them. But I'm also excited to share and to help them grow their networks and their business. So that's what I have for today. This is Brian Jones. Thank you for listening. Let me know how the audio quality is on this, will you? Because I'm doing it with Zoom because I'm capturing the video so I can upload it to my YouTube channel. And I'm just going to take this. I'm ripping the audio, baby, and throwing it in Audacity and getting it. So let's see how it is. Let me know. Also, if you could, please leave a review on iTunes. If you like it, cool. Let me know. If you think I suck, I can handle it. Tell me I suck. I'm just kidding. Don't tell me I can't handle it. I'm just kidding. Anyways, talk to you soon. Peace. Have a great 4th. Oh, and let me tell you something real quick. Don't light off fireworks. I'm done with the fireworks thing. You know, it's been way too long. Are we going to do this whole firework thing every year now? Like, can we just stop with the fireworks? All right, I'm being cranky. I'm rambling at this point. All right, take it easy, guys. Peace. I'll get into the fireworks thing next episode.
What's up, mobsters? Thanks for listening to the show. If you want more information on marketing and how you can get what we talk about in your business, head over to networkmarketingmobradio.club/join the mob and sign up for a free mini course on marketing for your network marketing business. And please, if you enjoyed this episode, please give us a review and a 5-star rating. Thanks, Pisons.